Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
It's Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rocks studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's do ourselves a little asshole roll call.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
The master of ceremonies, Treacher.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead. You totally fucked me there.
Resident shitbag, Murphy.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The deep thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man. I swear, you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
And finally, the man, the myth, the minority himself, Decap.
You gotta promise me. No more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
How you feeling there, Max?
Good enough to fuck your mother!
Can't believe you came on my mom.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? Don't even have a clever guest in the studio this week. Damn you, Murphy! Things heat up between Spankwagon Radio and Lips 106. Would you believe we have a Catholic schoolgirl in the house? It's time to get ready for the greatest internet radio show ever! It is now time for...
Spankwagon Radio!
Okay, that sucked. It is now time for... That sucks. It is now time for
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. Someone got it right.
Ladies, I even did it with a little list there.
I noticed a little bit of extra attention to detail. What jack are you plugged into?
Two.
Put it in the other one. Let's see where it's at. Okay.
That's it. Jack it in, baby.
Now talk. God damn. What the?
Wait. Just keep talking.
Keep talking.
Because you had it. Test. There we go.
Okay.
Okay, now say Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so isolating that later. Wait, could you do it with the hot...
Wait.
Drop all the music. All right, give us... Guys, this is some live production here. Okay,
Hold on. There we go.
Okay, live production here. Okay, now give it to me really, really, really raspy, sexy, kind of Kim Cattrall, Sex and the City thing.
Everything you wouldn't give him.
Oh.
Ouch.
All right. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh my God, I'm hard.
You're naturally hard. A brush of wind. Ooh.
Doesn't even
I have my fly.
All right, undone. One more time, because I may have interrupted
God,
that.
Spankwagon Radio.
Very nicely done. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we're back. With, oh, dear.
Wow.
All right, Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
And I'm whoever I am.
Get talking to the mic. Okay, here. It's microphone 102.
Exactly.
You went to
talk on it
right?
Like it's a giant black cock. You have to talk directly
I went to
into
a
it.
private Southern Baptist college.
Wait, Southern Baptist? And you're dressed like that?
Well,
are you drinking? You're drinking alcohol too?
Yes.
I bet you
it's
have
amazing.
A fridge stocked of Coca-Cola.
Oh God, no.
Oh, okay. I guess she is Southern Baptist.
Yeah.
I suppose Disney is your arch rival.
Yeah, I was probably like the sole Presbyterian in the entire Baptist.
Ah, ooh. Here, hold this snake. All right. Oh, wait, that's not Southern Baptist. That's extremist, but I knew we had those here, too. All right.
Wow.
Friday night, if you're just tuning in, you can play along. We have everything opened up. Chat lines are open. Head out to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link, and you can join in the IRC and chat with us. We have the phone lines up. We'll open them right now. 1-866-587-6257. So the phone lines are wide open right now. What else do we want to do? We do need to talk about the forum.
Yes, we do.
Spankwagon, the site, is finally starting to make its changes. It's finally starting to move forward with a bunch of shit that I've been working on since we left for vacation. You may want to go check that out, actually. Forum.spankwagon.net. Or just go to spankwagon.net and click on the all new improved forum link. That's something that actually I'm pretty pleased. I did something I thought I'd never have to do. I sent out a spam message to about 120 different members.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I felt really bad. But I spammed everybody to tell them about the new forum, and hey, 11 of them signed up, so I pissed all of them off. That's a good start for a one-day-old forum that actually has, I don't know, features as opposed to my last version of the forum, which barely had text on it. But that's another story altogether. Murphy, you wanted to go over some stuff?
Oh, no, I just wanted my music up, that's all.
Oh, let me, you're up now.
Am I? Let's double check. Oh, ow. All right,
I don't know what it is, we never get your audio right. One of these days we'll actually do this professionally and get your audio right, but until then... You know, we need to talk about something. Speaking of, as I mentioned in the intro, Lips 106.
Oh, yeah.
We've been going back and forth. Let me turn my bed down. We've been going back and forth with our buddy Brad, and actually it's getting...
I wouldn't say our buddy Brad.
I'm going to say our buddy Brad because he has a really good sense of humor about everything.
What is this email you guys are talking about?
Well, okay, wait, hold on. Let's cover this from front to back.
Okay.
Do you want to play ours again?
We'll play ours again, okay. A little bit of it at least. We had him on the phone, and... He was bitching about the fact that we say anal sex and anal sex and anal sex. And
although during that show,
the only one that really did it, but yet he yelled
no
at you.
There was no mention of anal sex on the entire show.
I'm the only one that made any reference to that, even most vague references, 11 times, I think, in one full hour.
Yeah.
Made none, and you got yelled at. I mean, you got literally bitched out. Well, so you came up with this.
Put your ass in the
Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex. Anal sex.
Okay.
Anal
so
sex.
Enough of that. Wow. So yeah. That was, you know, that was pretty funny, and we play that. And we played it a couple weeks in a row. This is like the third week in a row.
Yeah.
And we get an email, with the reply of his retort to that song. Mm-hmm. So why don't we go ahead and be fair? Let's play
Brad's retort.
Brad's retort.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Cut all the mics that way.
Oh, yeah, so we don't giggle? Okay.
Yeah. Hello, this is Brad from What's Up, Man? You know, since last week, we've disbanded from our parent company, and we've branched out to our own. We are now part of Conspiracy Broadcasting. I wanted to let you know that I'm the one and only staff member. member at Lips 106. It's only operated by me. Also, I wanted to say that retort was great. So, we can now do and say what we want. We are an FM station in Syracuse, New York, not just web. Anyhow, I did enjoy being on your show, and I am starting college soon. Boys dorm. You know, otherwise, I'd be flying out and bitch slapping you, Murphy. Oh, and, Murphy, fuck you! Oh, love the kisses, Brad.
Dude, he loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. Did he just go boys dorm?
Yeah, wow. Apparently I can almost sense an ass wiggle in there when he did that, too.
You know, it just sounds like that was there.
So that's Brad's retort there. Will you quit staring at my Johnson? Jesus
You
Christ.
Can't help but stare at her tits.
It's one thing to stare at her tits. They're out there. She keeps checking out the package.
She keeps
but,
checking
yeah,
out.
That was...
How can something be so small?
No, actually, she's looking at your computer.
Oh, my God. You need to sit over there. All right, so I guess you're now a permanent cast member.
I suppose I am.
All right, so and you're already showing the world your boobs.
Well, you then there was Mardi Gras.
Wait, hold the phone. Okay. Hold the phone.
Oh,
hold
no. Here we go.
Phone.
Here we go.
Okay, I am not a misogynist. I do not hate women, but I have to make a point very, very clear. I hate women in radio. And the reason is very simply something put, the hole. And the hole is that girl who sits in the studio with all the guys, and right when the conversation gets good, it's, oh, you guys, come on now. Always having to defend. Come on, would you be looking at her boobs if she was here right now? Yes, I would, you fucking cunt. Look, I am cool with you. But if you start becoming the hole, I'm going to call you on it.
I've been taking self-defense classes.
You can take self-defense classes. I will still call you on it, and I will call you the hole.
Well, as long as it's a good hole.
No. No.
That would be up to Chief.
It's that gaping chasm that all comedy, humor, and anything fun gets sucked into and gets shit out with that fucking perfect little radio that we find across the dial. Please refrain from it. I'm not saying that you will. I'm not saying that you won't. I'm just saying, if it happens, I'm going to go thermal.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You've made your lecture. You've made your speech. It's all good. You didn't say anything.
Oh, no, no.
Okay,
she can stick up for herself. He doesn't have to stick up for her.
No, no. Here's the thing,
though. I have firm belief in her abilities.
Well, I'm glad. But, see, here's another interest. Nice, Chris. You two are engaged.
Yes.
So now we're going to creep out every single listener out there. You just unbuttoned your shirt because you're sitting across from him.
Yeah.
Are you going to be so distracted that you can't contribute to the show?
No, no.
Are you sure?
I'm here. I can multitask.
Because you were really distracted last week with the granny getting whipped.
Oh, boy. I think that's kind of like the freeway whiplash effect. You know, it's kind of like when there's an accident, you can't look away.
Now, Murphy.
I went home and beat off like it was no tomorrow.
So should we call her back in to give you a session?
I didn't even make it into the car, man. I was spanking it like a monkey at the zoo.
Is that what I stepped in on the way out?
You slipped in more than likely.
I got nothing
on that. I'm not even going to touch that one.
No. Look, I have all respect for the lady. I have all respect for her. She's a wonderful person, and anybody that is willing to look at his freckled cock for the rest of her life has to have something good going on in her life.
Does it have freckles?
Plus, she's got this really great skirt on. You guys, I got the best seat in the house because I can see the legs, and all night I'm just going to be...
So you're going to be distracted.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, I mean, I guess turnabout is fair play. I did say that your wife has a really nice ass.
My wife does have a really nice
His
ass.
Wife
I
does
have to say,
have a nice
your
ass.
Your woman's got a great body, too. Look at the legs on that. Yikes.
You should see
so
what she's
pressing
with this.
So this is why you waited for so... What?
Nothing.
Okay. This is why you waited for so long, huh? This is what you were waiting for. This is what you were hoping.
Yes.
Everything you were hoping?
And more.
Really? She does laundry.
She does everything.
Laundry?
Yeah, she
dishes?
Does laundry.
Dishes?
Dude, actually, this is how cool she
wait,
is.
Wait, hey,
it
shut
was
up and
midnight,
listen.
And she made me cookies.
Dishes?
Wait, midnight and you made him cookies?
I did.
What were in them?
Chocolate chip.
And?
Okay.
Nuts.
Them too.
Ooh.
Okay, so dishes?
You know, I mean, but so...
We kind of share
all the vacuuming.
So you do all the...
I do it all.
You lazy fuck!
Thank
just
you.
Because she
okay,
comes
no,
up
no,
here.
No. No, 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 no.
Just because she
stepping
comes
all
up
over
here
my bit.
From Minnesota, and you want to sit there and go, or Minnesota, up here, down here from, oh, fuck, you're from New Orleans. So here's the thing. You travel all this way. You're like, I'm in love with this man. I want to be with him. He's like, I love her too. He's not thinking of love. He's thinking maid, cook, regular house bitch. Shame on you! Shame on you!
What was it? I'll put the RAM in your computer.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. We bought RAM for a computer because her computer is running slow as fuck.
Oh,
and
here
so,
we go.
You mean like,
wait, no.
You mean like somebody who's trying to load up your MySpace page?
Yeah.
it's
better
I had
now.
I now
it's
have 2.5 gig just for your fucking MySpace page.
Okay, here's the thing. I had just finished cleaning up the fucking bathroom, okay? I had just cleaned the entire bathroom.
Would you do shit on the walls?
Yes.
All right.
He's like a monkey. He just flings it around everywhere.
Yes. So anyway, so I go out, and she's already, you know, cleaning up the kitchen and everything. So I'm like, hey, do you want me to put that RAM in? So I did. And she just...
An afterthought. You get an afterthought.
I would just like to
say
that you guys stepped all over what could have been a really great bit there for me. And you just, I tried to signal you guys, and you stepped all over it.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, that's okay.
Okay. So let's see. don't even know where to go. Now that we heard his feelings, you know. Wait, hold on. We need to have uncomfortable dead silence. All right, enough of the uncomfortable dead silence. See, Murphy needs to be quicker on his cues. Wait, now we need to pretend that never happened. Exactly. Now it's time for Murphy's uncomfortable dead silence. As he hits every button. Now, are you ready this time?
Yeah, sure.
We're ready for the cue.
Go fuck yourself.
All right, so if you guys want to play along, our phone number is 1-866-587-6257. We want to say hello to everybody who's listening through our syndicates and a big hello to everybody who's downloaded the podcast. Great numbers last week with our guest on there, Charles Band. Also, we had the Lady Ice Queen, a dominatrix in the studio, whipping probably some of the scariest people I'd never want to meet.
Yeah, guy in a dress.
Guy in a dress.
With a wig.
Yeah.
And heels.
He was pretty big.
It really didn't sink in with me until I saw the heels. Then I was like, holy shit.
See, it sunk in with me the minute I saw the wig. Because when he came in, he had, like, your haircut.
Yeah.
And he put on the wig, and he had just,
it's just
180.
Yeah.
Because he looked
he
totally different.
He was not a small guy. He
No, he was huge.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you can bring that up now.
Yeah. You were wearing the muscle shirt, looking like you're going to kill somebody.
I had everyone rolling before the show with that. That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
So,
was good.
Don't forget the phone lines are open. Don't forget the forums open. Don't forget, you can also join us in the chat room, irc.slashnet.org/pound. LV Rocks. So, I actually have to bitch today.
Is this NASCAR?
You talking about the RAM and the stuff like that.
Yeah.
In my job, and I'm not going to say where, but in my job this past week or so, I have had to do one thing I do not like, and that's interview people.
What?
Interview employees to be my employees. And I don't really like doing it. What the hell is that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. So, I have to interview employees, and one thing I absolutely, totally hate is I get more interviews of morons who... What the fuck is with the tennis sound?
U.S. Open, baby.
So you?
Oh,
really,
yeah.
I see. You deal with this. You're a tech. Can I ask a question? Do you ever get people telling you how they really wish they could be into computers?
Yes, and it sucks.
Because it's like, I wish I would know whether or not people maybe back in, I don't know, the 1800s, were they ever this excited about being into refrigerators?
Oh, yeah.
I want to learn how to put together a refrigerator.
Oh, man, I really wish I knew how to plow.
I think they were really happy just to have ice.
They probably were very happy to have ice.
I think they were happy
July.
Not to have scurvy.
That, too. I don't know. My opinion, and I'm venting a little bit, but if you're going to apply for a job,
you damn well
don't
better know.
Me that how you learned computers, not anything specific, but computers... is you read a lot of books. Because that does not instill any confidence in me. I'm glad you can read. I'm very, very pleased that you're literate. But please, please tell me you've played with a computer.
Dude, welcome to the world of almost every single MCSE out there.
I get tired of it because, I read a lot of books and studied. But what did you do? Me? I'm a Mac guy. I won't lie. I'm an absolute Mac guy. And I tore my computers apart. I didn't read a goddamn book. There wasn't really any good books out there. Mac Bible? No. If I wanted to break the OS, I broke the OS and then called my friend Vert to fix it. I'm not going to lie to you. I do learn a lot from that man. Every time I call him and he tries to tech support after I say, hey, Nate, what's up?
You can open up a Mac.
Oh, my God. Yes, you can open up a Mac.
Why would you want to?
I don't know.
Is it like a little black hole of death inside?
I know why you'd open a Mac.
Why? Is your asshole in there?
No.
Yes.
He'd open a Mac so that way he can get some vacuuming done in the house or dishes done. That's the only reason you'd open a Mac.
Wow. Wow.
You mean bastard.
If you're gonna barter with something like that, at least use sex, goddammit, like
you
the
know,
rest of us.
I use sex to get stuff done around the house. This morning, excuse me, 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. Dishes were done by the time I got up at 8.
I'm just saying.
It's how you work the system.
Like
now,
a little boss, get a little laundry.
I'm just learning about this stuff. You know, she just moved in. We're getting married in a couple months. Yeah.
Do you want to read a book? Sorry.
No, you guys need to tell me this stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You guys have been married for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ruby's been married
twice. 8 years.
Yep. I've been married twice, yeah. Still haven't got it right.
Really? All right,
the first one's pretty much a gimme, so
it's
you'll
a
be
practice
fine.
One.
This is the practice marriage?
Yeah.
No, the one before was a practice marriage.
Dude, Tijuana doesn't count.
I was going to say, the donkey show?
She was
show?
A goat.
I see you could speak their language.
Yeah.
All right. So, anything out of you? You've been silent. Just showing off the cleavage.
And the legs.
How's work?
And the legs.
Oh,
trade your spots, Murph.
Hey, did you find my my golf balls?
They don't have them.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That just sounded... Hey, gorillas in the chat room.
Hey, the monkey.
I thought he said he'd never be that guy.
You know what? Actually, I said it, we would try and call him a little bit later on. So.
Oh, yeah. Let's find out. The move went good, I assume.
Well, he's up there.
At least.
Are you alive, gorilla?
Oh, yeah. He's up there. Like, every other day, I get an email from him. When
I bet that's him fucking calling
you.
No,
it's not, but I have to take this.
What? Okay.
All right, so I guess we got to carry this show as Murphy goes on the phone.
Yeah.
Someone got in trouble, or the car.
Maybe he got
car.
In trouble for looking up my
He will never get in trouble. He damn near tackled my wife and practically groped her once.
Did and you kick his ass?
No, because my wife kicked his ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, trust me.
She is a rather
she could be mean.
Individual.
She could be mean. Yeah.
Seems that she could have the ability.
Yes.
What is it about women that they have the ability not only just to be, you know, aggressive, but mean?
I think everybody has it in them to be mean. I think it's how it's delivered. Men are mean, but when we get really mean, we don't really give it to anybody. We just sort of keep it to ourselves and
let it burn inside
and blow something up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Women get mean. We are their targets. Yeah. Even if we're not the cause of it or if we have nothing to do with it, we're the targets. As a matter of fact, you know, I just noticed in the chat room, I want to say, was that the Juke was there, but Lady Juke is there. Hey, maybe we can coax her to calling in.
Yeah.
Lady Juke, when you get mad, she's in our chat rooms. She's one of the hosts, one of the contributors. I'm not sure her exact. I know she answers the phone. KC Host Radio Network, Riff Revolution. What do you do when the Juke pisses you off? Or no, better yet, when you're just pissed off and the Juke happens to be the misfortunate dick, as in noun, sitting next to you. Just curious.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What happens? Yeah.
Oh, I cry, actually.
You cry? You don't get angry? You don't lash out?
Well, there's not much yelling involved. It's mostly just crying. Yeah.
There was this one time, though, she was really angry.
He's
or
avoiding
upset.
That one.
No. And I went to hug her, and she...
Bad idea.
To hug her, and she hugged me, and all of a sudden, I felt claws into my back, and they started getting...
Did you almost say clawier?
Maybe.
Yeah, you did. So
I think you might have drawn blood.
It's entirely possible. I think I've done it before.
But that's just it. When a woman is mad, and this is to
Should
all
I just
guys
run
out
away?
There. No, hold on. When a woman is mad, and I mean steaming mad, whether you're the cause or not, she doesn't want you to go near her and hug her. Men think that if they show the sensitive, I love you, let me touch you and make sure you know. No, because what they want to do is kill you and kill anything that touches them. At that moment.
Little balls of burning
hate. What you want to do, and this is 8 years of married advice. Stay in the room, keep listening, let them vent.
Don't say a damn word.
Don't say a fucking thing, and do not touch them. Ever. At that moment.
Yeah.
Because they'll vent, they'll get over with, they'll feel guilty because they yelled at you about something an idiot outside of their, you know, work or school or whatever did. Therefore, you get to reap the makeup sex without being a part of the problem. It's great.
I see.
It's awesome.
How long did it take you to learn this?
I'm still learning.
Okay.
I am still learning. I will not have this down.
Because I actually made the mistake the other day of, I saw the tears and I asked, hey, what's wrong?
Hey, what's wrong?
Is there anything I can do?
I
knew that was a mistake as soon as I said it.
Yes, it was. Yes. But do you know why it was a mistake?
Because I was trying to fix something that had nothing to do with me?
Exactly.
See, I can learn.
Man.
Very good. You were not part of the problem.
Sex now?
You couldn't fix it. Please not now.
Oh.
I still have a pretty wholesome image of both of you, as opposed to some of our guests at Murphy books.
Dude, you're the one that slept with me in the same bed as Murphy did his wife.
How do you think I have so much respect for you?
No, that's true. Thank I never you. Really tried for a reach around.
No, and neither did I. I just snored and kept everybody awake.
Yeah.
So, Murphy's coming back to the microphone. Oh my God, she's got ponytails and everything.
She
is in full schoolgirl. She just unbuttoned the top couple buttons. And she has the Pippi Longstocking hair. Jesus Christ. And you're going to
I'm
first,
happy.
You're not going to First Friday tonight. You're
no,
not
he's
gonna
going
make,
to the back seat.
Yeah, he's not going to make it out of the parking lot. We're going to drive away. He's going to drive out and then back in. No one to know the difference. I'm sure a bum's pissed there anyway. All right, so Murphy, everything okay?
Yeah, everything's good.
You sure?
Yeah, it's my baby mama.
Oh, okay. So we were just talking
about her.
Not great.
Yeah. What we were doing is actually just talking about the never touch your wife when she's angry, whether it's with you or not with you, because they will lash out.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts.
Do we have any other advice we can bestow upon dear Chief here?
Don't fuck up.
Period. End of story.
So as long as I've known you, just do everything.
Okay, this is what you do. In a situation...
Don't do anything that you've done.
Exactly. When you're in a situation where you're posed with, should I do this or should I not? Think to yourself, what would Murphy do? And then do the exact opposite.
Hey, by the way, Lady Juke says in the chat room, I get mad and Juke knows to stay the hell away from me. Juke then in the chat room says, you want a hug? She then goes, fuck you. Thank you. See, it's a universal thing. You know, men are mad. They internalize, and you'll barely ever notice that a man's angry. You may notice things are broken.
Something's burning.
Yeah, well, for me, it's breaking shit. Man, your phone is busy tonight.
Sorry.
All right. On that note, why don't we go ahead and take a quick break? Hey, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a few moments.
Downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself. And then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. I smell sex and candlelit here. Who's that lounging? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. Surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. hot pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun, sometimes the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugar.
While arguing in traffic, Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. I can on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's Spank Wagon Radio. Let's see. During the break, we gained a black man. Say hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Jesus.
Where the hell did that come
from? Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, Decap has Kobe. Oh, wow. Great. You sat him next to the white woman.
I was going to say, I said Toby, not it, Kobe.
She's filling on my leg.
Decaf.
That's not his leg.
You've seen Blazing Saddles, right?
Yes.
Say it.
What, the schnorts?
No. Okay. Where are the white women at?
Oh, yeah.
Great. The spick just had to educate the black
man. Hold on a second. Since he's here, he has not heard the new intro with him in it yet.
What?
Oh, I cleared it out.
You don't have it at all? I have it.
He can listen to the... He can go download the podcast.
Well, let me play
Isn't that cached?
Let me play his clip.
Dude, shut up. We're going to start talking about the computers and the stuff you work on, because I got a few bitches.
Well, I got a few bitches about the shit I work on.
I just got a few bitches.
All right.
Here, so this is...
This will make it feel good.
This is the clip for you. Everyone has their own little sound clip after we announce their name. This is yours.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
Can you even name the source? Can you name the source? Or at least who says it? Because it sounds like someone I know. or someone I worship.
Hmm?
Bruce what? Campbell?
No. That is from Super Troopers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Super Troopers.
Yeah, and then there's, hold on, there's one more. This one takes a second to start because it has to load in a different program real quick. Fuck off.
Maybe we need to have you book more guests.
Hey, you know, I'd love to book
actually,
guests.
You know what? Speaking of your abilities tonight, I'm actually enjoying your restraint. Your restraint of your one question.
What's that?
The as one a, question you ask every woman in the studio.
Can I see your tits?
Yes.
No. I'm not going to ask to see your tits. They belong to him.
Yeah.
That's very respectful. Very respectful.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
Or at least I'll wait until he's not around. So here's the other one for you, Decaf.
I must have thought it was White Boy Day.
All right.
Now, that was great. I love that one.
All right. So here we are, Spank Wagon Radio, with myself, Trencher. We have...
Chief.
Decaf.
We have no name for you yet. Well, let's see. You got
I thought she was Chief's girlfriend.
Hey, you know what? Chief's actually, no. let's put it to the chat room. Let's see if these guys can come up.
So why don't we give the statistics here? What's your height and what's your weight?
5'6" and 140.
5'6", 140.
What's the cup size?
Oh, God, you don't want to know.
No, we want to know.
We asked. Hey, be happy with it.
Lord knows Chief has to. Oh,
yeah, look, he can settle for the B cups if she can settle for his 3-inch dick.
Hey,
yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Link,
you wish it was 3 inches.
Link, no, you wish it was 3 inches.
Yeah, I do.
Freaking so, and then of course we have
Mr. Murphy.
Yes. So that's what's going on right now. Why don't we go ahead and jump into the Spank Wagon Roundtable? Now we want you guys in the chat room, anybody listening live, whatever, because we got a lot of people tuning in. We want you to go ahead and give us a call. Whoever gives us a call will join us for this round. Let's pick topics, shall we?
I'll take anal sex with superstars for $400, Alex.
Chief, you're the man with the topics for the roundtable, I thought.
Well, here's a funny thing.
Here's a funny thing. What he's trying to do is sign up on Spankwagon Forms, the new form. So he's signing up here in the studio during the show. You lazy
I think
bastard.
Everybody during I the show... You. Should sign up on the Spankwagon Forum.
Well, every listener should.
Yeah.
Not every broadcaster.
I should be on there anyways. Yeah. Anyways, well, you know, we have a little Agassi.
I saw it, you bastard!
Okay, you got me. Keep going.
Wow. No, we have Agassi shoot me up again.
Okay.
You know, he's taking it in the back. You know, and here's the thing with Agassi.
In the backswing?
You mean Agassi?
Yeah, Agassi.
Agassi.
Las Vegas.
Tomato,
Nevada.
Tomato.
The Anyways, guy who well, used here, to fuck Brooke Shields?
Okay, we get angry at bicyclists who dope up. We get angry at professional athletes who dope up. Agassi,
wait, are you just saying bicyclists aren't professional athletes now?
Well, you know, football.
That's what you went wrong.
Baseball players.
He is so racist. Because why? Because it's
You're
a white guy sport, huh?
You're such a fucking
huh?
bigoted, man.
Oh, God, man.
Damn.
Look, I have hate for people, but it's just because they exist. You hate people because of their color. And that is so wrong.
You should really appreciate people for who they are.
You have to love your Peckerwoods, man.
Oh,
when they treat me like this, it kind of reinforces the hate.
Nice.
Ain't you got a lawn to go mow somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You guys wanted those oranges, right?
So keep going.
Okay, so tobacco companies really do love us. They're putting more nicotine in cigarettes these days.
All right, so we got nicotine cigarettes. Ooh, so.
We have Little Kim, celebrity in jail, becoming a dog. Back celebrity. I don't know. That was on MTV.
That one just seems boring.
And then polygamy. Yes?
Says
polygamy
you.
Now.
It's funny because in Utah last week, they had a demonstration, a civil rights demonstration, for children of polygamous families who they were carrying signs saying that they wanted polygamy to be legal. And some of the signs were saying, I love all my mommies.
Jesus.
I don't know. I don't get the polygamy thing. I mean...
Well, if you come from a black family, you would say, I love all my daddies.
Yeah.
Which one is a way to look at it?
Which one?
Who is my baby?
Who is my daddy?
That's an episode of Maury waiting to happen.
Are you my daddy? So, okay, why don't we go with the polygamy? He gets busted here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He's carrying cell phones and several
models. Thousands of dollars.
$54,000 wigs and 15 cell phones.
No. Yes. And then sunglasses and four laptops.
iPods.
What was he doing? Why would he have this
much
hardware?
Well, he was on the run. He was one of the FBI's top 10 most wanted.
Right, but why the hardware?
I guess when you're on the run, you need to play a lot of video games.
no idea. I mean, Murphy, well, hey, do you have an idea why all the hardware?
Well, the wigs. Come on, he's trying to hide his identity.
Okay, wigs and glasses are understandable. Yeah, yeah. Scanners, I can understand. Because
he's got to watch all the reruns of Big Love.
Yeah. And, well, the cell phones, you know, you change cell phones ever so often so people can't trace your, you know.
All right.
Where you are.
Do you know some of the interesting things? Do you guys know the background of his church?
Yeah, I know
creepy.
A little bit.
It's really creepy. He will bring in couples, and couples can sign up to his church. And basically, he has them thinking that he is God, he is the prophet, he is in charge. And whatever his will is, you know, and what stays, stays, and what goes, goes. He can, at will, say, you are no longer seeing him. You now have to go off with him. Oh, and if you had any kids, they're his kids now.
Yeah.
They're
DeKalb's
kids,
is taking people's kids from them. Just flat out taking them to a whole other compound.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not only that, but he's been arranging marriages between, like, 12-year-old girls
and adults.
Like, adults, like 40-year-old guys. Yep. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's taken... I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Mormon Church. It's just their theology...
Really? A Catholic doesn't like the Mormon Church? I really didn't understand that.
You know,
you know what? When it comes to family values and things like that, you know, it's actually a really good institution, but I just can't... Their theology is all fucked up. Plus, they marry off 12-year-olds. So you should be signing right up there.
Well, you know.
You know what? Speaking of the 12-year-old creep-out sex thing in Murphy, John Mark Carr this week. The DNA test that they did on John Mark Carr found
no match.
So where's the I told you so's?
We all thought the same thing.
We all said it, man. All three of us were like, nah, you didn't do it.
Exactly. But here's my thing, and you are going to be the representative of this.
Okay.
Mass media cover this thing nauseatingly too much.
Oh, yeah.
A 10-year-old murder crime of a 10... What? How many... How old was she?
She was like seven.
Six. Eight. Yeah,
so
six.
It happened 10 years ago. It isn't... It's just one little white girl. Why the media coverage that they did this?
Well, you said it right there. One little white girl.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look how big of a sensation it was when it happened. I mean, that's all you could watch on the news or read in the newspapers when it happened. It is everything about JaVale Ramsey. So 10 years later, all of a sudden this break comes out. Of course the networks are going to chase it. Because
but why
look at
chase
the rate.
It? Why chase it for two fucking weeks?
Because networks are in a drought.
They have nothing.
They have no murders to talk about right now.
We don't have a fucking war.
We don't have fucking...
Well, here's the thing. Lebanon's old.
But that's what I mean.
Hold on.
But see, that's what I mean. It's going on. It's every day. You know, JaVale Ramsey, something new, something to get people watching
again.
It's
not something new. I mean,
it's not new, but it's refreshed. You know, it's something.
It's something
different.
That's not war.
I guess there has to be something else that could be covered. How about, here in Las Vegas, did you know that in our child haven services?
Yeah, like
5 children have died within the past few months?
Yeah, no.
Oh, where's terrible. That in the mass media? We have a fucking welfare system that is letting children die. And that's not in the media. But
well,
one little
media.
Hobate white chick who is being pushed into this pageant slavery by her mother is top fucking media?
Dude. And there's not a million kids that go missing every day.
Exactly.
Well, okay, wait. But what kind of family did she come from?
Oh, way well-to-do. Very rich family.
Look at the
Johnny Gosch. If anybody remembers the kid in the 80s, the paper boy in the 80s who got kidnapped and no one knew what happened, but he was kidnapped. Still gone.
Yeah.
No one remembers it. When are they going to bring something up with him, maybe? Hmm?
They won't.
Just saying.
Yeah.
One little white girl.
Dude, it made such big headlines when it happened. That's why they resurrected it when they had this lead.
Right. Yep. So, and you know what? Millions of people tune in.
Oh, yeah.
And millions of people tune in.
They're going to
They're going to bloody the subject to death on TV. Yeah. And they have analysts on top of analysts with more analysts and more analysts.
Well, it's like that Aruba girl. You know, some 18-year-old blonde gets, you know, killed in Aruba and all of a sudden everybody goes
crazy.
No,
not killed. Is presumed dead but missing.
Okay. She's a sex slave somewhere, right?
Hey, maybe. But Taiwan. You know what? The thing is with Aruba, the Aruba's run by what? The Danish or the Dutch?
I don't know.
I don't know. The Swedes. Fuck if I know.
You know, so where we go? Are we going after their country now? No.
Maybe.
But they have pretty tulips.
Thank you. They have tulips.
And nice little wooden shoes.
Oh, wooden shoes.
And Swedish chef.
Damn it, dude. Why do you have to bring everything down to a stereotype? Christ.
You are a walking stereotype.
Where's the
Run, decaf.
Then they'll put the chopper on your neck, so there's no need to run.
We don't need you doing that to a microphone.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Was he trying to suck it again?
I think so.
I was.
So, basically, yeah, I think that the news media, my personal opinion, the news media should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. They neglected real honest-to-God journalism and news for a very, 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 very sad, I'll agree, it's very sad, but a special interest.
When was the last time?
You're shocked and amazed that today's journalism has no integrity and is chasing the human interest story rather than going after hard news.
I think this needs to be the turning point. They need to look at this, and they need to look at themselves and say, really, what are we doing here?
It's not going to be a turning point until the American people hold mass media accountable for what it broadcasts.
How can we hold anybody accountable? What do we have in our system
to
hold them accountable?
Stop viewing.
Not going to happen.
I know, exactly.
look, let's look at the top stories on CNN's website
right now.
We have luxury hotels offers storm sanctuary. Pentagon carnage soars in Iraq. EU Russia forming hurdle to Iran sanctions. Protesting lawmakers muzzle Mexican's president. Yeah, the protesters there made Fox cut off his thing there. That was great. Couple slain for interrupting rape. Negligence filed after Com Air crash. British film sidesteps U.S. taboos and kills Bush. Ernesto kills, floods roads, and closes schools. Pentagon missile defense test successful. Mom gets photos of son 24 years later. Senator, enemy is taxi driving
Paris. Mom gets photos of son. That is the Johnny Gosch story.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it?
What would 007 say? Bond's new male kiss. Jessica Simpson's voice cracks during the Today Show act.
That's awesome.
And then an advertisement for their video service.
You know what? Then I'm pretty happy because it sounds like they're covering pretty decent news.
Not really. Look at the tag right below the luxury hotel. Hurricane force winds, blah, 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 blah. Into the second paragraph. Hollywood stars like Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher are now offering shelter to tourists who could not or chose not to evacuate.
Wow. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's
okay.
More fucking fluff human interest stories.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying. All right. So... kind of going on that. Hey, I actually have an audio clip here. It's a pretty long one. Speaking
is it gay
of news,
sex?
No, it is not gay sex.
You had to get your quote.
It is Oberman making fun of Donald Rumsfeld and some very scary things that Donald Rumsfeld was saying about where America's heading and, you know, trying to fight off the new fascism. I liked it. I think it needs to be played where everybody can hear it. So I'm going to annoy everybody out there. Play this from Keith Oberman and his Countdown show, which is on MSNBC.
The man who sees absolutes where all other men see nuances and shades of meaning is either a prophet or a quack. Donald H. Rumsfeld is not a prophet. We end the Countdown where we began, our number one story, with a special comment on Mr. Rumsfeld's remarkable speech to the American Legion yesterday. It demands the deep analysis and the sober contemplation of every American. For it did not merely serve to impugn the morality or intelligence, indeed the loyalty, of the majority of Americans who oppose the transient occupants of the highest offices in the land. Worse still, it credits those same transient occupants, our employees, with a total omniscience which neither common sense nor this administration's track record at home or abroad suggests they deserve. Dissent and disagreement with government is the life's blood of human freedom, and not merely because it is the first roadblock against the kind of tyranny the men Mr. Rumsfeld likes to think of as his troops still fight this very evening in Iraq. It is also essential, because just every once in a while, it is right, and the power to which it speaks is wrong. In a small irony, however, Mr. Rumsfeld's speechwriter was adroit in evoking the memory of the appeasement of the Nazis, for in their time, there was another government faced with true peril, with a growing evil, powerful and remorseless. That government, like Mr. Rumsfeld's, had a monopoly on all the facts. It, too, had the secret information. It alone had the true picture of the threat. It, too, dismissed and insulted its critics in terms like Mr. Rumsfeld's, questioning their intellect and their morality. That government was England's in the 1930s. It knew Hitler posed no true threat to Europe, let alone to England. It knew Germany was not rearming in violation of all treaties and accords. It knew that the hard evidence it had received, which contradicted its own policies, its own conclusions, its own omniscience, needed to be dismissed. The English government of Neville Chamberlain already knew the truth. Most relevant of all, it knew that its staunchest critics needed to be marginalized and isolated. In fact, it portrayed the foremost of them as a bloodthirsty warmonger who was, if not truly senile, at best morally or intellectually confused. That critic's name was Winston Churchill. Sadly, we have no Winston Churchills evident among us this evening. We have only Donald Rumsfeld's demonizing disagreement the way Neville Chamberlain demonized Winston Churchill. History and 163 million pounds of Luftwaffe bombs over England have taught us that all Mr. Chamberlain had was his certainty and his own confusion, a confusion that suggested that the office can not only make the man, but that the office can also make the facts. Thus did Mr. Rumsfeld make an apt historical analogy, accepting the fact that he has the battery plugged in backwards. His government, absolute and exclusive in its knowledge, is not the modern version of the one which stood up to the Nazis. It is the modern version of the government of Neville Chamberlain. But back to today's omniscient ones. That about which Mr. Rumsfeld is confused is simply this. This is a democracy, still, sometimes just barely, and as such, all voices count, not just his. Had he or his president perhaps proven any of their prior claims of omniscience, about Osama bin Laden's plans 5 years ago, about Saddam Hussein's weapons 4 years ago, about Hurricane Katrina's impact 1 year ago, we all might be able to swallow hard and accept their omniscience as a bearable, even useful recipe of fact plus ego. But to date, this government has proved little besides its own arrogance and its own hubris. Mr. Rumsfeld is also personally confused, morally or intellectually, about his own standing in this matter. From Iraq to Katrina to flu vaccine shortages to the entire fog of fear which continues to envelop our nation, he, Mr. Bush, Mr. Cheney, and their cronies have, inadvertently or intentionally, profited and benefited, both personally and politically. And yet he can stand up in public and question the morality and the intellect of those of us who dare ask just for the receipt for the emperor's new clothes. In what country was Mr. Rumsfeld raised? As a child, of whose heroism did he read? On what side of the battle for freedom did he dream one day to fight? With what country has he confused the United States of America? The confusion we, as its citizens, must now address is stark and forbidding. The variations of it have faced our forefathers when men like Nixon and McCarthy and Curtis LeMay have darkened our skies and obscured our flag. Note, with hope in your heart, that those earlier Americans always found their way to the light, and we can too. The confusion is about whether this Secretary of Defense and this administration are in fact now accomplishing what they claim the terrorists seek, the destruction of our freedoms. The very ones for which the same veterans Mr. Rumsfeld addressed yesterday in Salt Lake City so valiantly fought. And about Mr. Rumsfeld's other main assertion, that this country faces a new type of fascism, as he was correct to remind us how a government that knew everything could get everything wrong, so too was he right when he said that, though probably not in the way he thought he meant it. This country faces a new type of fascism, indeed. Although I presumptuously use his sign-off each night in feeble tribute, I have utterly no claims to the words of the exemplary journalist Edward R. Murrow. But never in the trial of 1,000 years of writing could I come close to matching how he phrased a warning to an earlier generation of us, at a time when other politicians thought they, and they alone, knew everything, and branded those who disagreed confused or immoral. Thus forgive me for reading Murrow in full. We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty, he said in 1954. We must remember always that accusation is not proof and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine and remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to speak, to associate, and to defend causes that were, for the moment, unpopular. And so, good night and good luck.
All righty, that was Keith Olbermann, MSNBC Countdown is his show.
Wow.
Some heavy shit. Sorry to bring the room down. Everybody's like all mopey now.
Yeah, or that.
And you
that
still
was,
haven't finished doing what you're doing on the forum. I mean, it really knocked a wind out of everybody's sails, but. I don't know. Talking about journalism, I thought that was very appropriate.
No, I think it is.
And,
he was right.
Talking about our government.
Yeah.
So it's something you've got to watch out for.
Wow.
Comments? I killed everybody
else. Yeah,
pretty much. I fucking killed everyone.
Well, you know,
it's hard to follow that.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that's really hard to follow up on.
You know, usually, we're not thinking that deeply about politics and media and everything. And so, like, to bombard us with that, we're just kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Anybody else got any better topics to bring back the mood? Hey, anybody in the chat room have any topics? Your phone rings too damn much.
You know what? It's the monkey.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, why can't
Gorilla,
he call
we're
the...
We're calling you back on the...
Why doesn't he call the studio phone?
Yeah. Why don't you call the studio phone, dude?
What? Okay, so any topics, anything, current events, news, anything you want to talk about? Round table.
Have you picked up a latest issue of Strip magazine?
No, I have not.
All right. It's a new magazine here in Las Vegas.
With naked chicks.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, you've read the Vegas magazine, right? Magazine. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is kind of like a knockoff of that. And I know this is kind of localized news and everything. But, you know, you can pick up these... Oh, here. That's probably Gorilla. You can pick up these magazines at pretty much any liquor store, places like that. Right now, it's free.
Liquor store.
But here's the thing. I mean... They're out there in these bins with Las Vegas Weekly and all the other free tabloids and everything. You pick up this... Hello?
Oh, it's Gorilla!
Yeah, I heard something about I suck cock like a chick, and I was like, oh, it's Gorilla.
It's all Gorilla knows. So finish what
you're
saying.
So they have this magazine that's accessible to just about anybody, and you open it up, and it's got TNA and all sorts of...
Dude, it's in a liquor store.
Yeah, what
it is,
so what do you,
but it is, but it's in the free racks, and it's not even inside the liquor store.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the way
is
out.
There a point here?
I'm just wondering that. I mean, I know it's a liquor store, but I mean, moms go in with kids, dad goes in with kids. Should we have magazines like that accessible to our children? Let's say they wander over to the rack and it's like, oh, I'm gonna open it up.
You know, honestly,
speaking of open it up.
Too many restrictions in this country as is.
Speaking of being unrestricted.
Here's the thing. Now I'm distracted. Here's the thing. When you're dealing with that, it's in a liquor store. First off, where is a kid going to be in a liquor store?
Liquor store.
parents bring their kids in weird places
fair
nowadays.
Fair enough. But maybe we're looking at it the wrong way.
Yes.
Maybe more exposure to these kind of things might not be so bad after all.
You know, I grew up in England where we had The Sun and Page Three Girls. There's a topless girl on the second page of the newspaper every day of the week.
I gotta change countries. You're a bad example because you're a real shithead sometimes, and you're kind of misogynistic.
I love the boobies. So, hi, Gorilla.
Hi.
How's life in the Great White North?
Hey.
Beautiful.
So, what have you been doing up there?
Fishing, hiking, camping, horseback riding, tubing.
Have you killed anything
large?
Dude,
he went broke back on us.
Oh.
Where the fuck are you? Montana? North Dakota? Yep. Places I can't visit you?
I'm in Washington.
You're where?
Dude.
Washington, there's no slaves around here, damn it.
Apparently, there's no minorities
either. Are you saying you want decaf to go up there and start a population?
Let's tie this in with our conversation earlier.
Wait a minute. Why are you giving me crap when you stick him in the dark? He's not even in the light.
Dude, it doesn't matter how much light we put on him, bro.
Yeah, all you're going to see is eyes and smiles. Come on, let's be fair.
Bring me back a clean sheet, man. I want a nice one. Nice, white, crispy one. This shit with the
eyes. We got lighter fluid and a butane torch out there. What do you think we do on our holidays?
Oh, wow. So you haven't gone broke back on us?
No, hell no.
Dude, why you got to be anti-gay, dude?
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Shit, man. Look, if the guy wants to suck a little cock, let him suck a little cock. Why do you have to be so goddamn judgmental?
Suck my cock? How much is that? I mean, come on.
It wasn't sucking as much as it was jamming it down my throat while I was asleep.
Why are you playing this?
Is that your song?
It is, but you're talking.
We're wondering why you. What do you have against gay people now?
I don't.
You're the one that had that conversation, remember? Yeah. Back in high school when you couldn't realize if you were gay or... the other way.
All right, enough with the gay straight. So, Gorilla, what have you been up to aside from fun? Do you actually have a job?
Yeah, landscaping.
Ooh, landscaping. Hey, I didn't know you were
you
Spanish.
You took my job,
God
damn it.
God damn it, dude. Why do you have to be so racist?
White people do work still?
Shit.
Y'all haven't fixed that problem yet?
No.
Y'all tried a couple of years ago, but...
Hey, who let Toby in?
Wow.
Hey.
So things are good up there?
Fuck.
Yeah, things are great up here.
How's the little guy?
Little guy's great.
And how's your son?
Okay, so I have to tell you something. This is actually pretty funny. Gorilla's woman called me here, and apparently, for some reason, she's packing up their entire house and taking it out to Pahrump with one exception, his computer. For some reason, he wants it stored at my house until he comes back, and I was just wondering why.
It's dirt, I guess.
Dirt?
Dirt?
Yeah, have you been up to Pahrump?
Yeah.
Okay, there's, so you've seen poop dirt?
Well, there's dirt here, too, but I had another theory about it, and I have to say this, and you know I love you, man, but your woman's mom, she kind of looks like a crack whore, dude. She has not aged well.
That's what happens when you lay out in the sun naked all the time.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, seriously? She looks like she could be that woman from Something About Mary, except without the tan. She's so... Dude, she's whiter than this girl.
No,
I swear
impossible.
To God.
That's
she is glowing. Right. But she has not aged well at all.
Wow.
And by the way, all the hate and frustration that woman has, you know, Gorilla's woman has for him, is now being directed solely at me.
Why?
She blames me for him sitting at home and drinking beer and working on his car. She blames me for that.
Really?
Well, oh, yeah. She took
blame you too, motherfucker.
Why? Don't you have 40 acres and a mule to be talking about?
Oh.
No, she... she.
That's why Gorilla's looking for that property out there for me.
Right, the American dream, man.
But move us next to the Indians.
Oh, you know,
you
I
guys
just
can share blankets.
In the chat room, B&M said we need more 400% more of the stuff like what we played with Keith Olbermann, and we've just erased any of that now.
Wow. No, but so his woman totally hates me, and she was taking it out on me last night. She's like, "Yeah, he didn't help me pack anything."
Didn't you just?
Oh,
hang
I'm sorry.
Up?
Well, no, I was there face to face.
Oh, okay.
Which made it even worse.
Why didn't you just walk away?
Because I felt really bad.
You don't feel bad for anything.
You have no soul.
You have no sympathy for shit.
Because it kind
of
is
watch
my
an
fault.
Old, you get an old lady, you can watch it get ran over by a car, and you're like, whoa, I should have had a video camera.
That's kind of funny. No, but I just felt bad because you know what? She had a good point. He was over at my house like every night drinking beer, playing darts, just hanging out.
Well, you know, for some people, when you move and you're leaving your social structure totally and absolutely behind, you have different ways of handling it. You could, you know, actually do work and move.
Oh, wait.
Or you could just...
There is a difference between willingly leaving your social structure and fleeing to get away from a woman.
Good point.
We know which one he was doing.
Run away! All right. We'll give you that. We'll absolutely give you that. All
right. So stuff's good up there? Everything's going well?
Everything's going great out here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll be there in October to make sure I give you a slug for you.
All right. Good.
Works for us. So let's get back to the roundtable topic. We were talking about Chief's problem with seeing kids having access to a magazine that shows TNA, but no actual nudity, correct?
No, no, it does. No, there's nudity.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
is nudity. Gorilla, how would you feel if you walked into a place and picked up one of these free...
No. Not Gorilla picking it up.
Gorilla's
son. Well,
yeah, your son picking it up and it being, you know, pretty much a nudie magazine. How would you feel about that?
Great. At least he's not gay.
That's how I feel.
Okay. You know what? I can speak from my own personal experience.
On the right path then, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's heading down
absolutely.
The right road.
You know, my dad down
objectifying women
in his workshop always had like nudie pics all over his workshop. It obviously didn't scar me. You know, it didn't really affect me positively or negatively. It just became no big deal.
Okay, now hold that thought and flash back to the suicide girl spanking you here in the studio.
That was great.
You're not scarred even
not
remotely?
Not a bit.
He liked it.
Not a bit. Did you see me
do
last
you want to spank him?
Well, I could if need be.
If need be.
Wait a minute. We have our show's grand finale for tonight.
We can't
shut
do
up.
That. There,
fuck off. You have to let this happen.
There's a line. There's an absolute line. I wouldn't let my wife do anything to you. I'm not going to expect his fiance to do anything to me.
She's dressed up like a Catholic girl with a pippy long stocking hair.
Absolutely. But like
Murph,
I said,
you're forgetting the whole incident with the studio troll, dude. All those two did was stand there and go, wow.
That's
very
all we
true.
Do. That's all we do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just how I am. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. Anybody
Decaf?
I know. I've been traumatized by my father and his sexual...
Tell us
okay,
about
give
that.
Us, okay,
give
now
it.
Hold
been
on.
Traumatized?
Hold on here.
No, this... Yeah.
My father gives me a computer out of the kindness of his heart.
Okay.
You know, just his old crappy one. And lo and behold, I'm trying to clean up the computer and I open up a few files and... It's some pretty nasty looking 80s women.
Ew, the unshaven kind.
Oh, God, with the big hair and the huge glasses.
And we're not even talking about their face.
Oh. It was bad. It was very, very scarring. And
Now, are you sure that's all there was? You didn't find anything else.
You didn't find anything else.
You told me that one of the biggest problems that you had...
Oh, Wow. You told...
Well, keep talking.
You told me that one of the biggest problems you had with that is that these girls seemed to be under the age of 21.
Well, yes. Actually, there were teenagers and whatnot. That brought me more than anything. Slap my face
with you. Made you jealous?
No, you know what? And Digital Diva says in here, I believe that the reason kids are so out of control these days is because parents want to keep everything hidden and dirty. There's right. nothing wrong with nudity. Dirty. And if you think
sex
about
is
it,
the most natural act of anything in the fucking...
Yeah, well, I have to say, taking a shit's more natural than sex.
Maybe for you. Here's the thing. No,
well, you're the only one I know that mixes the two. So
why do you gotta be anti-fecophiliac, dude?
All right,
holy
so
shit.
Cleveland Steamers.
Dirty Sanchez.
Here's the thing I have to ask. If you look at the generations, if you look at, you know, what the generations, we have these kids that grew up in the 80s, and, you know, in the 80s, we really started having some sort of sexual explosion.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds.
The shower scene.
Exactly. There wasn't a movie out there that didn't have tits
Jack
flopping around.
Tomatoes.
And yep. you know, we
Even
grew up,
Scott
and that was
Baio
our generation.
Zapped.
That's our generation. Yeah. And we don't think it's all that bad. We're kind of, yeah, we're a little desensitized. It takes things like Cleveland Steamers to get decaf off, but, you know, we're a little desensitized, but it's not really all that bad. We're going back into that 1950s Donna Reed cycle, you know, to where you're going to be wearing a long skirt and
she better not nail. Damn well be wearing a long skirt.
You may lie.
What is this, community service time?
Did you have a microphone outside of my bedroom? What the hell?
You sound like a girl when you get laid?
At least I'm getting laid.
All right. So, you know what? In all honesty,
take her, cuz.
I think we've talked about...
We've
talked about it before. It's all based upon community standards. And to be honest, if you're a part of this community... Yeah, you don't want to go out and just give the kid like hardcore child pornography.
Here you go. Here's a guy fucking a chicken, Johnny.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Look at that, Lady Juke leaves.
Lady Juke, bam.
Wow.
Juke's going to be... Oh, wait, back to what we talked about earlier. Juke, don't go near her. She's a little pissed off.
Yeah.
It's either that
or bring the lube. She's really turned on.
Exactly.
Truthfully, wow. though, I am proud of my parents. They are still having copious amounts of sex after 27 years.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
Perfect.
You know what? I haven't met your parents, so that's okay. But if you were to tell me anything about your parents, I think part of my brain would shut down.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, dude, no.
But see, here's the thing. No, can you imagine your own parents having sex?
You know what?
I try not to.
I can't.
But I've seen it, so it's...
Oh! Decap, can you
Was
see your parents having sex?
Oh, God, no.
No, you can't.
Well, come on, he doesn't even know who his own father is, for crying out loud.
Okay, can you see your mama and current baby daddy having sex?
Which one? Oh, wait.
You. Can you imagine your parents having sex?
Oh, dude, no, don't really, ask. Okay. Please don't.
Growing up in my household, oh, God, my parents would never, I don't know, they never really had a lot of rules in the household because they told my sister and I that there's nothing that we could do that they, A, hadn't already done, and B, wouldn't have already done.
So here's the question,
nice.
And I'm going to hate myself for this because I'm already picturing this in my head. Did your parents ever have to justify anal sex as a valid form?
Loco.
Oh, God. That's what his dad calls me, loco. Yeah. Every time he sees me, loco. How's Hoff Heights? Every goddamn time.
Nice.
Just wait until the wedding when he's both high and drunk.
It's hard to imagine my parents having sex because my dad was having sex with everybody else but my mom.
Oh.
the nasty really? Shit across the street.
Is there anything you need to tell us about your childhood then?
Is this like an urban Desperate Housewives?
Desperate Baby Mamas, next on the WB.
Oh, we're so making a piece out of that. I smell promo.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait, Lady Juke is back.
Yay! All right.
Right, wow. After Juke shouts "fucker" in the ass.
Do you feel like tapping some ass?
All right. So okay. There we go. That's
next time on the ladies from 125th Street.
On Wanda from around the block and down the street.
Oh wow.
All right. Any other topics?
Boy.
Any other topics we want to talk about?
Anybody?
Oh boy!
All right, then. What we need to go
to
is a
break.
Yes,
I want to point out. Everybody,
I need another beer.
First off, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon.
Why does everybody have to make this death metal?
Spankwagon,
because we all got it from Gorilla.
Thank you, fucking
death
Gorilla.
Clock.
Hey, Gorilla. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you when you come back in October, and don't hesitate to call at any time.
Bring me back my sheet, man.
I'll make sure to bring back your cloth.
All right. Later, Gorilla.
Later.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, we will be back in just a little bit.
Really do frames come and go.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
All right. Want to remind everybody you guys can play along with us. Don't forget to go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. You can watch us live in studio where we've got a spick, a mick, a farm boy, a brother.
Oh, come on. Say Negro.
I can't do it. I
say it.
I've dropped the N-bomb a few times. I've dropped
look,
it.
Look, look. You can drop an N-bomb, okay? Look, it doesn't fucking matter. He's not
he's gonna kick
a
my
nigga.
Ass.
He's not a nigga. Look at him. Look at him. He's one of us, except darker. That makes him a Negro. Say it.
I'm not going to drop it. So, check it out. Now, you know, and the reason I'm not is mostly because I only do that when I'm really pissed off.
Okay, I'll do it then. We got a spick, a mick, a farm boy, a Negro, and a schoolgirl.
Thank you. I can't say it. My dad, like, kicked my ass the one time I used that word. He not only kicked my ass, but he brought out a dictionary, and he made me read the definition of the word.
Really?
Yes.
So have you, since you know the definition of the word, have you ever called anyone niggardly?
No.
Why not?
I know it's proper use of the word, but I'm not going to do it. It's just,
have
it's,
you ever reneged?
Now that I have.
He has.
On several things.
And I had the lube.
I reneged all night long. Again and again. It was great.
Wait, you have to explain it to him. When you say that to him, he thinks that's where he puts on the blackface and he spends the night with his wife.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my lady.
Yo, Sambo.
Ladies and
you're
gentlemen.
You're going to hell.
Decaf, go ahead and make any cracker jokes you want, bro. They're going to fit
you
in.
You know, that's the thing. We have some of those most vile words.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say, but it's nothing for Peckerwood, Cracker, Honky.
Hey, Cracker.
There's Blanco. You can try Blanco.
Jungle Buddy.
What? You know, I like Jungle Buddy.
Jungle Buddy.
Spear Chucker. Spear Chucker is another great one.
Spear Chucker. Sambo. Jigaboo.
Jigaboo.
Wow.
Jigaboo. What the fuck is a Jigaboo? Toby.
What the fuck is a gook? Where did they come up with that word from?
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, why don't Chief? Well, you got Google. Here.
Yeah, look up the origin
of gook.
Look up
the word gook.
I love racial terms because you know what? All the racial stereotypes. No one ever lives up to them.
Sand niggers.
Raghead.
Camel jockeys.
Dictionary.com. I don't think dictionary.com is going to have
Merriam-Webster's. It may have it.
Cracker butter.
I know where that comes from, and I have to tell you, one of our mutual friends does not like it when we use cracker because apparently he says that the origin of cracker comes from whip cracker, meaning the slave owner. Because I got another friend of ours for his birthday. I got him a big shirt with a big saltine on it. It says cracker underneath. And this is the most wigger individual you'll ever meet in your entire life. It's B. You know, scroll. And oh my God. He was like, I don't find that funny. I'm like, fuck you, actually, dude. You called me cracker last week.
Okay, actually, gook is at dictionary.com. It has a native of Southeast Asia.
Dude, why you got to use the word gook? Why you got to be racist, dude?
Or the South Pacific, especially when a member of an enemy military force. Any dark-skinned foreigner.
Hold on. A member of a military force, they called those all Charlie, though.
Yeah, they did. But they also called them gooks. I mean, there's Charlie's probably a son.
Anyone who is offensive to others because of stupidity, coarseness, etc.
Hey, I got something here from the chat room. The Juke points out that renig actually means getting seconds from a black woman. That's renig.
Dude, Murphy's down.
Murphy died. He killed Murphy.
I think he went to throw up.
I hope not. The toilet's broken still.
However, dictionary does point out origin 1930 to 1935, an uncertain origin.
All right.
Earlier, gugu as a opprobrious term for a Filipino.
Fuck it, Mexicans can't read. Just cut it off.
Wait,
or
Filipino.
Perhaps comparable relationship of kook or cuckoo.
Wait. Filipino. Fob fell off the boat, or first off the boat.
Maybe
that's another word that I heard for Filipino.
I don't know.
So what are the slang terms? What's like the worst you've ever used to a person, Chief?
I don't think I ever really used it.
Decaf, what's the worst slang or just term you've ever used
to another person?
To another person. It doesn't have to be like a stereotype like gook or spick or chink. What's the worst thing you've ever said in anger to a person that just drilled them one?
I think, well,
uh-oh.
it's more of a nah.
Come on, no, seriously.
Let me see.
Okay, we'll pass.
Okay, yeah.
What's the worst thing you've ever said to a person? I mean, it doesn't have to be stereotype, but it just has to be the most meanest, foulest thing to get your anger across to them.
Well, let's just say I was a chunky child.
Okay.
You were a fat chick?
Yeah, and I kind of called somebody
meth
a pig in fifth grade.
A pig.
Yeah.
So
it's always
a fat
me.
Chick calling someone a pig. Now, I could see where that could be pretty harsh.
He was fatter than I was.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Granted, I think 2.5 toothpicks is fatter than you now, but still.
I told the lady at the DMV, I hope she got ovarian cancer.
Oh! Wow. But the DMV, they kind of earned it. The worst thing I ever said was to a guy I worked with named Enrique. He was pissing me off so bad.
The
drill dough guy. He was pissing me off so bad, I said, shut the fuck up. You are the luckiest abortion alive.
Oh.
Damn I did it. Once tell a girl that I'd rather fuck a sock full of broken glass than stick my penis in her.
Whoa!
Damn.
Which one was that?
Which one? Do you know her?
Your mother.
Don't talk about my mom that way, man. You know
you
her.
Like his mom.
I love your mom. I can't keep that up.
No,
I can't
you
keep
can't.
That up. I can't. His can't. Mother is a wonderful human being. And the fact that she stayed married to your dad for as long as she has.
I know. No,
character.
Trust me. I know.
Amen.
She's going to be canonized just for that
all
reason.
All right, so anybody in the chat room, if you have Adam there.
Duke says the worst he's called anyone is a cum catcher. Please, I call my wife cum dumpster for fun.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that go, hey, you're a cum craving gutter slut, you know?
What was the one from Blade 3? What, cock? What was that?
Yeah, what did he
call? God, that was one of the best ones, too. It was
Yeah, was that Ryan great? Reynolds.
Something jammering Thundercunt. What was it?
By the way, I love
you
it.
You cock jammering Thundercunt. That was it.
All right. Okay, Decaf, what was the worst thing you've ever said?
Well, I don't know if it's the worst, but it's probably the coldest thing that I did. It's more of an action and the words.
Uh-oh.
Okay, my one of my friends, his girl bought herself a ring. Her own ring. Now, he never proposed to her, but she bought her own fucking ring,
psycho
right?
Psycho bitch.
Yes, she bought her own ring and everything. She's like, oh, you didn't tell him? He's like, no. He's like, yeah, I bought my own ring. We're engaged now. I told her, I said, that's the saddest fucking thing I've ever seen.
You know, that is sad. But you guys really, I mean, no one else except for Murphy and I really like to insult people.
Oh, I love to insult people.
Wow.
I don't.
What does that say about us, though? Because I don't consider.
Dude, we are cold, heartless individuals that will. Yeah. That hate will fester into cancer and will die alone, miserable, in a hospital surrounded by no one.
Sweet.
Except each other. You and I are going. You and I are going to be Bubba Hotep, and I got. I got to tell you something. I do not look good in blackface, so that means you're JFK with a bag of sand.
Nice. Hey, your wife says cunty fuckstick.
Yeah, I call her cunty fuckstick all the time. I got that from Laura, my buddy in England. Cunty fuckstick. I love that one.
I did. Would we? Does the studio troll? I know the studio troll has had to gone off on somebody.
Had to? Holy shit! It's like a prerequisite.
I didn't say get off.
Yeah,
on somebody.
Get your ass
I
in here.
Gone off, not get off. Gone off.
She's gotten off on me before, too.
So what is the worst thing you've ever said to a person?
No. I'm sorry. Come on now. That's a lie. We all know she's never said no in her entire life.
I thought it was, how'd you like them Red Wings?
Oh, Christ.
Not when I'm drinking the beer.
So, okay, come on, intro. Let's hear what the worst you've said is.
Did What's you fuck worst? Me yet?
Get on a mic. There you go. She said it. Is it in?
Is it in?
No, I think my favorite one was he had pissed me off earlier in the day. This unnamed gentleman like told him I was going to get him back, right? So we're in the middle of it, hot and heavy in bed, and I kind of stopped dead and just looked at him, and I said, oh, baby, oh.
You said you weren't going to tell anyone. Wow.
I'm not done. I said, oh, baby, oh. Fuck me, I'm coming.
Oh! That's when he stuck it in her ass.
And then
dude,
she came.
But it just fucking killed it right there. There just like, yeah. It's like he's like grooving, slapping her ass.
Yeah, it just makes you go a big rubbery one when you know she's not into it.
Damn.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Damn it.
So.
You're what?
Night. All right, so anybody out there want to tell us the worst fucking thing you've ever said to somebody, 1-866-587-6257. Hell, you want to call us and tell us the worst fucking thing.
Yeah, you want to call us something. You want to call me something, please. My wife will call up. I know exactly what she'll say.
Yes, anybody who wants to right
I do.
Now. So, Lady Duke says, I've told someone they are proof that abortion should be legal. Nice.
Wow. I wish cancer on people in traffic, for Christ's sakes. That's nothing.
So, I don't know. I mean, it just depends on your values.
Chief turns people's souls into nightlights in traffic, so.
Yeah, I'm guilty of being angry and just pointing at somebody
and
saying, I will remove your soul.
The problem is, though, is you said something. We were at Disneyland.
Okay.
And you said something to me. I was being a smartass, and you turned around and said something, and I mean, like, Catholic-wise. Fuck, I can't remember what it was. But, I mean, it was just enough to stop me because I still have that amount of Catholic guilt and superstition that I had to stop and freeze and go, wait the fuck, you got to be kidding. Tell me you're kidding. Please tell me you're kidding. I don't remember what it was. I can't remember what it was.
He probably banished you to hell again.
Something like that.
I don't know. Did I pronounce anathema on you or something?
I think it was something like that, yeah.
Banish you to hell again. It's again, like a fucking weekly event and shit. I banish you to hell. Oh, motherfucker, you done that twice this week already.
I'd be like, shit, damn. Dude, I've already got an apartment there. Let's go.
I've got a parking spot next to Hitler exactly. And to Saddam, for Christ's sake. You're going to have to do a little better than that.
No. I'm using Saddam's parking spot. He ain't dead yet.
He's a little fucker, isn't he? Anyway, wow, that just stopped dead in the tracks. Yeah. I just killed that. So, since we've got this going on.
And no one's calling.
I know it. You know why? It's because we have a bunch of introverts for listeners. So, let's bore the shit out of them. Let's
wait,
see.
Wait,
Arizona.
Wait. You want to bore the shit out of them?
Oh, yes. God.
Red.
Purple.
Teal.
Turquoise.
Chartreuse.
Dude, God damn it. Why do you have to be against the Indian like that?
Next round. Next round. Plastic.
Rubber.
Surgery.
Sheep metal.
Sheep. God damn it! Why do you have to be against the New Zealanders?
All right, third and final round of boring the shit out of our listeners. Perpendicular.
Aw, yeah.
Vertical. Nice.
Octagon.
Semi-dectahedron.
Ooh.
Dude, god damn it. What do you have to have against the fucking people with OCD? Because you know they're going to go around the house looking for one of those fucking things. Fucking flipping on the light switches going, I need one.
My blushing bride here, actually, I accuse her of having OCD once in
a while. The only reason she's blushing is because she's half naked in the studio.
Dude, nah, decaf, did you see blushing. The little white woman sitting next to you? Check her out. Can you stand up and give us a little twirl? And remember, the faster she twirls, the better panty shot we get.
Actually, they're really nice today.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Out of respect for you, I won't ask to see them. I do see the lavender
no,
bra,
No, you know
though.
What? You know why you won't see them? First off, I know why. You don't want to see your booth because they're B cups.
Dude,
you're
dude,
misogynistic.
You are, yes, you
you're
are
misogynistic, and you
tits.
Are absolutely
Excuse
obsessed
me.
With being
My
big
wife
tits.
Has A cups, for Christ's sake.
And what's, what did yeah. we argue about on the show?
Oh, she wants, look, I love
you,
big tits.
You wanted I love, her to have the surgery.
Okay, wait. Let's make this point perfectly clear. I love titties. I don't care how big they are, how small they are, if they've got big nipples, if they've got small nipples, if they've got pink nipples, if they've got brown nipples, if they're pert, if they're sag, if they hang, if you've got cleavage up to your chin. I love titties. Let's leave it at that. Give us a twirl.
Ooh,
that's boobies.
Robert E. Lee is turning in his grave right now.
I love it. The little Southern Belle spinning for the black man.
I love this shit.
We got to take
it. We got a call.
Oh,
we
shit. Call. It's probably my wife.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey.
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 Who the fuck's this?
Who the fuck do you want it to be?
I want it to be Spankwagon.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've got... King
Spankwagon!
What's up, guys? This is the Juke.
What's up, Juke?
Hey.
What's up?
Juke loves titties, I'll tell you that. Juke
I do love titties.
Yay, titties.
I got four titties right here in my living room.
The bad thing is two are his.
Well, okay, six titties in my living room.
Wait there. Wow.
I got six titties biggest. In my living room.
Wow.
What's up, guys?
Not much. How's it going?
Hey, it's great. You know, I've been looking forward to this show all week, and I posted it in your new form.
Yeah, the one that I changed right as you were just starting to post.
Exactly.
In the old
I know. That pissed me off. When I see you, I'm going to fucking clock you for it.
I'm not coming to the Midwest.
I'm coming to Vegas sometime.
Oh, bring it, dude. We'd love to have you out here, man.
And we suggest gambling at the MGM.
Yes.
Pay our taxes, please.
Yeah, well, anyway. Hey, what I wanted to call and I wanted to talk about was I wanted to say, you know, congratulations, and I hope that I see another year of Spankwagon Radio on Casey Host.
Oh,
look at that. He's calling our show to pimp his shit.
1 year. This is the 1 year anniversary.
Holy shit. I didn't realize.
These dickheads didn't even fucking know.
Well, no. The only two. Well, here, and I'll be honest, Juke, no offense. I'm not trying. But syndicates are fucking flaky half the time. Mm-hmm. Like, Juke is probably one of the only ones that have kept me on for a year.
That, huh? You know what? It's right. And if I remember right, the night that I came into the chat room, which was September 2nd, I believe, of last year.
Damn photo memory!
And well, you know, I keep up on this stuff.
You have a notepad. You're like, I like Treacher.
And there was about two or three.
He lives in the Midwest. Ain't shit else to do.
There was like two or three other syndicates that picked you up that night.
Yep.
And I don't believe any of them are carrying you now.
Fuck them.
Nope. Livid. Livid went out of business.
Livid went out. Radio for me never existed.
But they had a website, man, and I had to...
Oh, yeah.
Shit, I should make a website.
You know, got to give someone... Got to give a chance. Let's see. That was... Actually, you listened in the day that we were bitching about getting dropped by the Canadian one.
You
got
I
dropped.
Think,
Calm.
You?
No, not... Calm was the guy Tampa. Who ran it. Radio 306, Radio 706, or whatever
you
it was.
You guys were talking about being dropped from Radio Tampa, I think, or
yeah.
Extreme
oh, yeah.
Tampa.
Extreme Radio, who Tyler, who's been back and gone and back and gone again. So, wow, 1 year. And, you know, it's funny, too, because it's coming about a month after we did the second year here at LV Rocks, and in this October or November, it'll actually be our sixth year on the air.
That's awesome, man. You guys are awesome. I really love your show.
We appreciate it. We appreciate you guys broadcasting us. But let me ask you a question. I don't ask this because I usually don't worry about the numbers, but do we even have listeners coming through, Casey?
None at all.
None? Fuck.
No,
wow.
Every now and then it kind of goes to burn. When I post about it and talk about it, I see like two or three people come into the chat room. We're having a hard time pulling anything on Friday, but hey, you guys chose to do the show on Friday, not me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to try doing Sunday?
We need to get a Jew
on the
show.
You know, Sunday. That is something I always used to think about, but I've tried a Sunday show, and it just always felt weird. I
barely get any listeners on Riff Revolution now. Wait until it's the football season kicks off.
Oh, yeah, it's dead. It'll be fucking dead.
So yeah, it's rough. But you know what? We kind of think of it here with all of our shows is every syndicate is one listener.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. And
but,
yet,
you know,
and yet I have
along.
None
our,
from
our
you.
Our shows are growing pretty fast, and we're happy about that. And, you know, I'm keeping you guys on, and I hope that, you know, it kind of trickles down to everybody else that we do carry. We carry shows from other stations as well. So
awesome stuff. Well, Duke, thank you very much. I guess I should apologize. I didn't realize a year. What are you?
That's okay. I wasn't gonna hint too much to it.
Well, we do appreciate it. But all right, Duke. Hey, why don't we play around with you of bore the fuck out of the listeners?
Well, I could barely hear you guys. So
kick it up on our end here.
Kick it up on our end. Okay, we're gonna play a game. It's called "Bore the Fuck Out of Our Listeners." How about now? Can you hear
well,
us?
Well, I think we just did that.
Well, we'll do one with you though.
We'll do
Duke, why don't you go ahead and start it off?
What I don't
okay.
I'm missing
just
it here.
Pick
okay.
a random
pick
word.
A word,
and we'll do some word association.
And we're gonna bore the fuck out of our listeners. Say a word. Anyway,
pick a word.
Yes.
Jesus Christ!
God damn it! You fucking Midwest hick! Say a word. Say a fucking word, even if it's goddamn Pop-Tart or
Hey, wait. Say it again, please.
Philanthropist.
Okay.
Psychiatrist.
Warren Buffett.
Jane Goodall.
Theologist.
Ooh.
Warren Jeffs.
How do you go from Jane Goodall to, you go from monkeys to Bible? How the fuck do you...
Denial of evolution.
You're black, that's
you're
how.
You're solid, not gorilla.
So. All right, Duke. Thank
Duke,
you very
for
much,
coming, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
Wow. Yeah, we definitely look forward to another year on Casey Host.
Yeah,
those guys rock.
And you know what? That's one thing that I was saying on there. Casey Host actually spawned a couple other people to grab our show, and that's great. So definitely, mad props.
Mad
and Duke,
props.
Duke and I are actually working on the project that is sort of stale right now because there's just nothing happening in the media. But performact.com,
yep.
Where we both are kind of against. What are you two?
I have to say this. We've had a nipple conversation going on for like the last 10 minutes. The only line that hasn't been erased off the whiteboard is the one that specifically refers to Chiefs woman's nipples. We had a line.
We were talking about your woman's nipples.
Because my woman's nipples, she thinks about the breeze and they perk up. They are the perkiest nipples
ever.
Are
they like eraser
heads?
Wait.
Hold on. Let me ask. Okay, we're going to play this. We're going to.
Well, hold on.
Erasers or puffies?
Erasers.
Erasers? Wait, you're a
girl. Yeah, which would you rather suck on, eraser nipples or puffy nipples?
She has
just
no comment.
Just say yes.
Puffy.
Yes.
Marshmallow
puffy,
fucking
nipples. Marshmallow puffy.
I actually like the little eraser head.
See, now we said something that just made the entire chat room just stop. My wife's nipples touching hers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can we throw mine in too, my wife's?
All right, good night, folks.
Yes.
Murphy needs some alone time in the bathroom with a bottle of lotion, some Kleenex.
Well, we got soap and a scrub brush.
Like I've said before, tech support is like masturbating with a cheese grater. Interesting at first and then rapidly painful.
Like working in television, too.
All right. So thank you, Duke. And yeah, one full year, Casey Host Radio Network, all of zero
Lady
listeners.
Duke likes puffy nipples.
Ooh. So I guess the Duke's got puffy nipples.
Dude, when he comes down here, I want to have a WWF ring set up outside.
I know two people with rings in town.
Exactly.
All right, so
isn't there a boxing
you know what?
Place
we're
down
playing,
the street?
That may close, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
they're
they
want to
build, they want to take out the boxing match or the boxing ring and gym to put in a parking ramp. In the middle of downtown where there's no shopping.
Nice.
Figure that one out. Okay, so let's go on to the next round here.
Do you want to do that or can I do baseball scores? Because it's going to board the show.
Fuck baseball. You ready for this? Chris? Murph? No. Oh.
Fuck baseball.
Wait, let me phrase this.
Football.
Yay baseball because I'm a baseball fan, but fuck the scores right now.
Yeah.
All right, so pierced or unpierced?
Oh, pierced.
Oh,
pierced. Why?
Dude, it's mutilation. Anything that someone does that physically hurts themselves is a turn-on because it means they're willing to make the sacrifice to augment themselves, and I find that hot.
Okay, here, Juke is a moron. You mean the nipple on my ThinkPad. No, Juke! Damn it! Back your ass away from the prawn. If Duke
has a puffy nipple on his ThinkPad, dude, it's time to change that. That's bacteria.
That's why Duke's nipples are puffy. He needs to get away from the computer. All right. So pierced or unpierced?
Pierced.
Pierced. Are they?
Yes. Not mine.
Oh, my God. Well, Duke says, hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. Duke says one of his nipples are bigger than the other, and one of them's an innie.
Ooh. Ow.
Mutant. All right. Pierced or unpierced?
Pierced.
Pierced.
Oh, pierced, definitely.
Because yours are pierced.
I've got a feed baby, so I can't pierce my nipple.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
But it works out great, because if you have twins, they can both feed off the same nipple at the side.
That's what I was saying.
Hey, studio troll, pierced or unpierced?
Pierced. She likes to pierce.
So wait, would you ever pierce yours again?
Studio engineer, pierced or unpierced?
Cricket.
Fuck him.
Oh. He's not cold.
So you know what?
Yeah.
I guess I'm odd because unpierced.
Wait, you're a Suicide Girl fan, and you don't like unpierced nipples?
I have one problem with pierced nipples. I have so many damn fillings that metal-on-metal contact kills me.
Pierced, unpierced, I'll suck the shit out of either.
Chiefs are pierced.
Yeah. Wait, stay away from me.
Okay, so
I've seen Deliverance.
Wait, so let me take the next round then. So genitalia, pierced or unpierced?
Unpierced.
Pierced.
Really?
I'm an equal opportunity employer.
Your hose can have it either way.
Wait, does that mean you like pierced cock as well?
You'll take it that way.
Pierced.
Prince Andrew.
Okay, I'm starting to have
yes, Mr. Prince Albert.
Yeah. Do you have Prince Albert in your can?
No.
Trench?
So, Trencher, pierced or unpierced?
Unpierced.
Oh, pierced. Put a rail through that goddamn
pierced. So you want the downstairs pierced, but the upstairs.
I said unpierced.
He said unpierced. Oh, okay. He wants a girl who looks dirty out in public, but once they get home, she's a nice, quiet little farm girl who'll only do missionary and every once in a while roll over for the
dollar. Nope. That's
he
not.
Wants to fuck a pilgrim.
Look, you give me a girl. Look, what? Take my...
Whoa!
Doth stick it in mine hiney. Look, take my wife, for example. She is not pierced. She won't be pierced. And I don't know why. But she has got a tattoo that starts at her tailbone and finishes at her neck.
That tattoo is hot, by the way.
Your wife's tattoo is fucking awesome.
You know what? Seriously, the best is fucking doggy style. You just take it out and just come all over the back of it. It's like an aim here stamp. But unlike the girls that get the trendy little tram stamp, I get to fucking paint her fucking lungs across the back.
Wait, is that color by number?
She has a little tram stamp.
You have a tram stamp? All right, let's see it. Let's see the tram stamp.
We're dissecting your fiance.
Apparently.
No way. No,
all right, now.
Oh, now she's taking it.
Oh, hello.
Ooh, I'm charmed.
Yeah, it's exactly what
it
is.
Check it out. I can see some ass crack.
Charmed.
And I have to say, she has shaved it, so that's a good thing.
Wait, charmed?
That's the charmed symbol.
It's the charmed symbol.
Yeah, it's the symbol of the charmed ones.
It's actually
what,
different.
Well, that is trendy, isn't it?
You have the barbed wire?
I just have the arm thing. Yeah.
He's got the barbed wire.
Yeah, this is before.
The barbed wire's new.
No, the barber, he's had that for years, man.
Actually, I turn 30 next week. And
Christ, that is next week, isn't
and
it?
I am getting another tattoo.
Where are you going?
Right on.
You going to go to Pricks?
Iron Horse, probably.
Go to Pricks. Go to Pricks. Trey is supposed to
be back
in. You going
to get tattooed a nigga lover, yes.
Well, now I am. Shit.
Only if it'll help him in prison.
Now, wait. Dude. Now, Trench, you
only
do not.
If you were over 10 inches.
You don't have any. You don't have any ink, do you?
Nope, not yet.
What about you? Decaf, do you have any ink?
No, I don't.
No, any branding? I know that's popular with the...
Only got some lashes. Shit.
No,
only
no, no,
lashes
no. Lashes.
Gorilla.
No. I just...
Oh, shit.
Look, you leave my favorite cross-burning monkey alone.
when you're up there in Washington, you're like, can I take a break, boss? Go take a break.
Oh, shit. Toby's back. No, but I mean, it's popular with a lot of black guys, especially in college. They get the,
nobody
you know, they get the...
knows the trouble I've seen.
All right.
Nobody. I've got some ink. I got to show it off. I've got my scarab blade.
Okay.
That I am a big fan of. And this one was done by Trey over at Pricks. And then I've got my really shitty Superman that desperately needs to be redone.
See, I never thought that was that bad.
It's gotten worse. Look how it's bubbling.
Yeah,
the only thing missing is muscle.
Oh! You know what? On MySpace, I don't know who added him. I don't know if it's you because he's a guy or if it's you because he has a Superman tattoo.
Oh, that was me. The guy
chest.
Who's got a Superman tattoo on his chest. Holy Christ, that is fucking hardcore, dude.
I mean, just it's just a black ink Superman tattoo across his entire fucking chest. So, like, he owns a shirt and he is, you know, fucking Superman.
Yeah, for everyone that's in the chat room, I'm going to post the link to our MySpace. You better fucking go and request, do a friend request right now because we need all the friends we can get, goddammit.
Yeah. Especially after this show. All right.
Yeah, no kidding. So ACLU is going to be outside that door when we leave tonight. You
fuck
know that.
The ACLU.
Well, that's what I
no,
said.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the problem with ACLU. They want to protect everybody from themselves, but they also want to fight the bad fight and the good fight. You just can't have it both ways. Let's not get into that. We only got a few minutes
it's
left.
It's a good idea, Gone Wrong.
Next question, then. So we have the ink. We've got the
anal
pierce.
Or no anal?
No anal.
No anal? Anal. Not in me, but I'll stick it. Miss Lady Ma'am?
I'll take it.
Whoa! All right. Decaf, will you take it?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know.
Anything a white woman could do, I could do, sir.
Oh, shit. And people ask me, why are you guys bringing decaf on full time?
Oh, God.
Anytime we can get a message coming out of him. Seriously, okay, will you stick the hiney?
And you know, the funny thing is this is an accomplished author.
And we all know Chief. Now wait, now let's
roulette table. Black and red, black and red.
Oh, he's hoping
is
for
that
black.
Like fucking him when they're on the period?
Ooh, CSI sex.
Strawberry patches.
Earn your red wings.
Strawberry neighborhood hoe. All right.
Oh wow.
Oh boy.
Anal.
I've done.
He'll
it.
Fuck anything with a hole for Christ's sakes.
Oh, this coming from you, you fucking slut.
Look, you. None of my girlfriends ever.
How many women have you slept with?
246.
All I got. Everybody got quiet. They're like,
because you know what?
We're waiting
you
for
can
to say
back
thousand.
That up.
I can.
But you know what the funny part is? None
but
of
I thought
my.
You were fat.
Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. No, that's me. That's
now
me.
We're all of the women.
Him. Yeah.
No, no.
Now wait. Sure? Now wait. None of my girlfriends have ever walked up to you and given them your underwear for you to bring back to them later when you walk in to find them having sex with me.
What?
Do you not remember this day? I'm working.
Holy
I'm
shit.
Put you right
I know.
In the barrel.
I really don't remember
you
this.
You don't remember this? Was when I was working at that cell phone booth. You and our good friend met me there. She handed me your panties or her panties and said, give them back to me later. I come over to another friend of ours house to find you guys screwing. This is the day where she had to convince you to have sex twice because you were tired.
Itsy bitsy teeny weedy yellow.
No, these were not small. He accuses me of fucking fat girls. The holy wiggies. Christ.
Wait.
Wait,
never
you're a chubby fucker? You're
he
a
was.
Chubby chaser.
Oh, hey, big, fat, short, small. I fuck them all.
So wait, which one's she?
Dude, you see her right here.
Oh, I see her. I just like
no. We
you
want
say.
Your opinion.
Definitely not chubby.
Of what,
dude? She's smoking, dude. I'm gonna fucking.
I
tell
know
you.
She's smoking. I get to see her in the shower every fucking day.
Yeah, smoking to be with
she
your
got
ass.
Like a 12-year-old boy.
She has to smoke to put
wow.
up with you.
You're just jealous.
What, that she gets to fuck you and he doesn't?
Exactly. Dude, he's sitting there. He's been looking under, trying to...
All right.
Dude, why do you got to make it out like the black man's trying to get a little bit of the white woman? God damn it! Why do you have to be so racist?
I'll tell all the basketball players to give your women back to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Chamberlain?
What? No, here's
we have them back.
Hey!
What?
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on. Holy crap.
Oh yeah, we threw him right in the barrel tonight, didn't we?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I gotta say a lot of thank yous to a lot of people. Let's do our mad props. Big thank you and mad props to Anorexic Pillow, Big Bad Wolfie, B&M, Choi, Chris, Digital Diva, Jelly, Lady Juke, Murphy, Puffy Nipple Juke, Toe, and Turman.
He knows he fucked up. He knows he fucked
I did,
up.
I did.
He knows
so,
he did.
To everybody hanging out in the chat room, Mad Pro! Also got a lot of people to thank, Murphy excluded, for putting us on the air. Big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for giving us the studio space. Big thank you to KC Host Radio Network. Damn, they've put up with us for a year. Big thank you to Flash FM and also Lips Brad is still gay. 106!
Hi, my name's Brad, and I like anal sex.
Also want to say, check us out online, spankwagon.net, where you can get to our podcasts. Yes, we want you to listen to the show again and again.
Hey, don't forget to go to vitalbroadpodcasts.com.
Link is on the site.
Yes,
can go ahead and
vote
for
us.
Also, if you want to be our friend, go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
Decaf.
Freckles?
Freckles.
And you said that was such a question.
And I'm
Cock Murphy. Monster.
Cock
okay.
Monster Murphy. That's me. Look out, honey. I'm coming home and I'm aiming for the eyes.
Oh, God. Jelly, cover your eyes.
Well, you better get very fucking close.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all next week.
Retards. We'll be right back.